Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. We want to thank you so much for joining us, and we hope everyone is in the middle of enjoying this long Labor Day weekend, and please be safe on the highways out there. I'm flying solo a little bit today. Have some great guests in studio with us, but Red is in Custer State Park enjoying a few days, and our buddy Kevin Flesh, he's over in Westcliff, Colorado with his family doing some things, so I'm the only one working. Did I hear a sigh of, Scott, we feel so sorry for you. But thank you so much for joining us today. And I tell you what, looking out our window here west toward the mountains, I don't know why anyone would ever want to live other than Colorado. It is absolutely beautiful today. And one thing that can make your day a little bit better is go buy a new vehicle from Len Lyle Chevrolet. Let's go to our good friend Dan Johnson. We usually catch Dan at the end of the show, and, man, we're always so jammed for time, so I wanted to bring you on for just a couple of minutes here at the beginnings. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing wonderful. We're doing wonderful. So what do you guys got going on this weekend special?
Well, it's the last of the Labor Day specials. We have 0% on just about everything new. And that will end Monday night. And we are open Monday, Labor Day, 9 to 5, sales okay. only, not service. So, you know, we're here today and Monday, and good rebates, good interest rates. And actually, we're pretty busy today. So it's a good weekend, and people recognize a good deal, so they're out here.
Absolutely. And, you know, I tell you, your selection of pre-owned is awesome.
It is.
I mean, you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got about 200 used cars, anywhere from about $4,000 on up to $50,000 Corvettes and things. So, yeah, we got, and everything in between, you know, trucks, small cars, SUVs, you name it, we have it.
Okay. I actually had a gentleman call me from Montana that I did some turkey hunting with this last May. He called me and asked me some questions on a truck. I'm going to have to get with you on and see if we can help him out. So, as I've mentioned on the show, I've had guys come from four or five different neighboring states just to do business with Len Lyle. Dan does a great job there. And, you know, buying a car should be fun. Buying a new truck should be fun. And it should not be where you're there for 9 hours like I've heard some nightmare stories. And Len Lyle does business the right way. I always want to mention their body shop. They do excellent work, and you can work on any vehicle, right, Dan?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything at all. Body works, body work.
And, you know, boy, from hail damage to, yeah. you know, of course, accidents and everything, they do a great job. And that's one thing your insurance company sometimes will want to push you toward their, quote, approved shop. And don't let them fool you. You can take your car anywhere you want. Boy, did you say 72 months no interest?
72 months.
That's what I thought you said. Wow.
Hey, and you know, you don't even know it, but one of your buddies that you sent me came and bought another truck today from Kansas.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're leaving you out of the loop now.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Well, that's good. What do you end up getting?
New Silverado.
Of course, I tell you. I love my new Silverado, and I got mine after my accident in May, and I love that vehicle, get a ton of compliments. I mean, all the other guys that drive these off brands get in mine and they go, man, mine doesn't ride like this. So, and they glance over at the gas mileage, getting about 21 miles to gallon in town. And this is a crew cab. This is a crew cab Silverado 2014 Diamond White. And I love it. So, Dan, hey, we appreciate all your support, and we know we couldn't even do our show without you. So we want to tell you thank you for letting us have Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll keep sending you some business.
Well, I appreciate that, and everybody have a wonderful holiday weekend and a safe one, too.
All right. Thank you, sir, so much.
Okay. See you later.
Again, this is Sportsman of Colorado. We've got some great guests. I'm going to go around and introduce some folks here that are in studio. We have Ron and Sue McDuffie. Welcome, you guys. Now, Sue, you can't be shy. I'll pull that mic to you a little bit, okay? All right. So great to have you guys in.
Thanks.
And also Chris is here with me. And Chris Yarjan, I knew I was going to mess up even after I asked him. Yarjan is a great taxidermy guy. I've met him. We keep bumping into each other, these different events and everything. I keep trying to twist his arm to come on the show, and finally he could break away today, so I'm glad to have him in. And we're going to be talking a lot about ARs today with McDuffie Arms. And Red and I have been over to their place and seen their shop and want to talk about the ARs. So if you have any questions, maybe you've been looking at one and trying to figure out, you know, why is one 700 and one 1400, whatever the case may be, these folks make them. And so they are custom made. So if you got any questions on that, and then we're going to be talking with Chris on and off here all throughout the show about taxidermy. And one reason I was really wanting to get him on, here we are, and kind of archery's already started. We got muzzle loading coming, then all our big games starting, then waterfowl, and how to take care of our animals after we take them and make sure that we give them the best condition possible to a taxidermist. And, you know, when you're caping things out, you want a shoulder mount and all that, how to do that properly. So if you got any questions along those lines, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. Well, I tell you what, Ron, let's start with you guys. And McDuffie Arms, they're a local company here in Westminster. All right, look at that mic's boat. Let's pull that other one down to you there.
Change mics here.
All right, maybe let's do it. There we go. All right, thank you there. Okay, let's go back a little bit because it's been a few weeks since you guys have been on. Tell us about how you started out with McDuffie Arms and your background and, you know, because I can't make an AR, so, man, you had to have some background in this. So tell me a little bit about that.
So we got started back in 2010. My oldest son actually started the business, and then we kind of jumped in and pretty quickly after he got rolling. We actually started out just building AR-15s from other people's components. We'd buy a stag lower and a stag upper or a combination of different parts, and we'd assemble those and found we could build some quality stuff and at a good price.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've moved on from that. We really wanted to have our own product, so now we build billet lower guns at this point, both in an AR-15 and an AR-10 line. With our own billet lowers. We're also just now coming out with our billet uppers that match those, which are really going to push us, I think, just to another level of quality. We'll probably keep some forged uppers for the AR-15 line just for a lower price point. But anyway, so that's how we've kind of evolved. We do some of our own machining. We've recently moved in. We create our own barrels now for our .308. Caliber right. Guns. I actually come from a computer programming background, and that's kind of lended itself well to our CNC machining that we, of course, goes along
with. Yeah, you got to be pretty precise at all that, that's for sure, yeah. And now, Sue, you know, I think one thing, and I was thrilled to see you, not that we didn't want your son here, but Ron, but or Sean. But you know, from a lady's standpoint in shooting ARs, I mean, I think it's a great, great weapon for females to be able to shoot because so many of them don't like the kick of, you know, other guns and everything. But I mean, you take a nice 223, it's a blast to shoot.
Even our other calibers, whether it's the AR-10 and the .308 or a 6.8 in an AR. I've grown up tramping around shooting shotguns and Ron's 270 and other things that, you know, mm-hmm. are not fun for me to carry, are certainly not fun for me to shoot because I'm cringing before I even pull the trigger.
Right.
Because I know what's coming. Whereas we've had a lot of success. Even the demo shoots that we did this summer, we had people bringing their wives and daughters and girlfriends out, and they were pleasantly surprised and pretty much in the, oh, I need one of these because I can shoot it and it doesn't knock me over and I can hit stuff and it doesn't, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was just fun.
Chris, from a taxidermy side, I mean, it's those rounds are also great because they don't tear up a lot of things on small animals, right?
Agreed, yeah.
So that makes it pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's all about shot placement. You know, sure. If you're shooting a 375 H&H, but you don't hit it right, you know, A, it's big hole for me to fix, but also, two, you know, if you can't shoot it, you can't get what you're trying to harvest.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, you know, what's the best gun for this? It's the best gun that you can handle, you know. And like, because honestly, yeah. I mean, like when we were just talking about our Africa hunt before the show, and, you know, Red and I, I took a 300 Weatherby, 180 grain, shot everything I wanted to shoot. You got these guys taking these 458s with 500 grain bullet, and you hear them over there shooting, and I mean, almost crying because their shoulders are, but you can see them flinching when they pull the trigger, and they think they got to have these big guns, and you don't. Like Chris said, mm-hmm. You shoot them in the right spot, you know, it'll work.
It's very effective.
It really will.
And the AR platform has evolved, you know, so that not just, you know, in Colorado, you can't shoot big game with a 5.56 NATO or a 223 round
right.
because of the caliber restrictions from the Department of Wildlife. But you can shoot them with a 6.8 SPC, which is a 270 caliber bullet,
mm-hmm.
The 300 Blackout, which is super, super popular now because there's so many different choices in bullet weights for that gun. Of course, the AK-47 round 7.62x39, we can build AR-15 platform for that round, which gives you just a really inexpensive way to shoot the rifle.
Okay.
You know, it kind of seems like with the new ARs, it's more about accuracy and less about slinging bullets.
Yeah, I would say that too. And one of the things that we do is all of our guns have a free-floated rail system, so the barrel never touches the handguard. Now, you would, you know, for years and years, you wouldn't even be able to buy a bolt-action gun that was not a free-floated barrel.
Right.
And yet, the AR industry has been really slow to come around to that. And so you see everybody's entry-level rifles are still M4-type handguards. Those do touch the barrel out at the gas block. They're not free-floated, and you give up some accuracy that way. And that's one of our, I think, our quality points with our guns is that everything is free-floated. It just helps you, they're going to have a truly accurate rifle, so.
McDuffie Arms, you can check out their website, McDuffie Arms, and that's capital because I'm looking at the deal. MCDUFFEEArms.com, McDuffie Arms. You can email them at info@McDuffie Arms, and you can also call them 303-325-3219. Again, the local company, we want to support local companies. That's why it's Sportsman of Colorado. We want to help local small business people like myself and Chris and McDuffie Arms, Outdoorsman Attic, all of, you know, No Limits Archery, all of our sponsors. We want to help local businesses here in Colorado. And sponsors help us have this show, as I mentioned with Dan Johnson with Len Lyle Chevrolet. So we would certainly appreciate you doing business with our sponsors. And again, they make this show possible. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We got several things there we'd love for you to check out. We have an Ask the Expert segment. If you send us a question through our website, and we use your question on air, we'll get you a gift certificate at some of our sponsors. We have on our website, actually, it's a $25 Cabela's gift card, but we're actually doing that also for No Limits Archery. We're doing that for Outdoorsman Attic. So if there's some other cards that you would like, if we use your question on air, please send us that. Also, we have a bragging gallery, so please send us your photos as you go through this hunting season. If you check the site out, you'll see the information we need to get those posted. But basically, you send us the picture and the information, and we'll get those posted. We'd love to do that. Our guest today is Ron and Sue McDuffie. They're with McDuffie Arms. Then we have Chris Yarian in with Yarian Taxidermy. And Ron, what's really, and again, I know you don't want to knock competition, so trying to just make this everyday talk for the everyday guy out there. Like, I've got the M&P, Smith & Wesson, they are. And it's heavy, you know. I noticed coming out to your shop and lifting some of your, they're much lighter, you know. So what are you getting different, and again, just in a normal AR, I'll say, to what some things from your ARs?
So, of course, we're trying to use quality stuff, and we always have a. I always have an eye on keeping things light. I don't believe that just because a gun weighs 11 pounds, it's a good gun. The M1 Garand was a great gun, but man, it was heavy. And we've done a lot of research, a lot of work, coming up with components that don't add a lot of weight. If you want it, we can build you one with a bull barrel, but I don't recommend that to you. Mm-hmm. So we use our standard guns, use a profile on a barrel that they're going to help keep the weight down without compromising the accuracy that you're going to get out of that weapon. And we're talking about sub-MOA guns in our AR lines. So, but one of the things that we've done is our super slim handguard, which you saw at the shop. They feel more like a bolt-action rifle would, a wood stock or a synthetic stock in your hand, because they are smaller, because they are aluminum, they are lighter, and they just change the balance and the feel of the gun. So,
I tell you, I love shooting them, and it's a lot of fun. Of course, it got crazy there for a while in the AR world a couple of years ago. I mean, you were seeing ARs for $3,000 that were worth $1,000. I mean, it was unbelievable. Now there's some people stuck with ARs too, because a lot of people went nuts in that.
And if you're out there online, you'll see some of those guns that those guys think they're still worth $2,000, and it's a $850 gun. Right. So,
what is the range capacity that you find most of the guys are looking for with your rifles? What are they wanting to shoot from yardage, from what to what?
I would say most everybody's looking for a good 400 yard gun. Now you get into our customers that are looking for the broadsword, our 308 AR-10 variant. Now you're looking at guys that are 800,000 yard shooters on some of those. But most of those guys there again still have an eye on. They don't want necessarily a 24 inch bull barrel gun. That's a great gun off of the bench, but it's pretty tough to go tote around on your shoulder for a day walking through the brush.
Right.
So, we look at the practical side, I think. You know, ARs, of course, have that tactical heritage. But I think we try to stay in that practical range. You don't just put the biggest optic that you can on anything just because you can buy it. And you don't put the biggest bull barrel on a gun just because it's available.
Sure.
So, so there again, if I've answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you can check them out again. That's McDuffeearms.com. That's spelled McDuffeE arms.com. Their number is 303-325-3219. And again, we've seen these. They've invited us several times to go out and shoot, and our schedules hadn't got to do it, but we know there are awesome guns. So, you know, hopefully you'll check them out. We're trying to get some of our sponsor stores around. They had one over at the Reloading Zone, and it sold right away, so we're going to try to get some more over there and at the Outdoorsman Attic where you can go by and see some of these. But you can also call them for an appointment, 303-325-3219. Well, Chris, before our break here again, we've got a few minutes. Let's switch over to taxidermy for a minute. And tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into doing taxidermy.
I was finishing up college, and I realized that, you know, I think skulls are cool. So I went to a taxidermist and said, can I have some skulls, basically? And he gave me a real cheap deal on a bunch of raw skulls. And then I turned around and said, hey, okay, now how do I do them? And which he gave me a lot of credit for. And he said, well, I've got this box of this mountain lion skull that it's in about 200 pieces. He said, I can't put it back together. He said, if you ever do, you know, I just like to see it, you know. And so I brought it back to him the next day, put it back together, and he offered me a job. And that was about 21 years ago, and so I've been doing it pretty much ever since.
Well, I tell you, you know, I think we've all seen bad taxidermy work. So when I say there's an art to it, there's an art to it for the good guys. You know, one guy posted one on Facebook the other day of a coyote, and honestly, it was cross-eyed. The eyes were, and he goes, well, I guess we've all seen bag taxidermy, and this coyote, I get him mounted, and stuff. It was so cross-eyed, it was just unbelievable. But let's give a couple of tips, and we've got 3 or 4 minutes here before a break, but let's give a couple of tips for after you take an animal, what to do if you're planning on getting some work done with it with a taxidermist.
Sure. You know, the first thing to do is take a bunch of pictures. You know, nobody ever takes enough pictures, I don't think, me included. You know, take pictures of the scenery, the rocks. If there's special things about the animal that you like, you know, something that I can try and capture. But honestly, just get it cooled down. That's kind of the big thing. I'll have people that show up and they shot it in the morning. And I understand sometimes there's nothing you can do about it, but they'll show up with the whole animal and it's been in the back of their truck since 7:30 in the morning. And right. You know, honestly, by that point, there's not much I can do about it. But just realize that, you know, that as soon as that animal hits the ground, the clock starts ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotter the weather, the faster that clock ticks.
Right. And it's always best to at least get it gutted, right?
The very least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And do that. But then, mm-hmm. you know, and also I know we were talking, you were saying, you know, don't drag deer, elk, or, you know, with a hide on, you know,
yeah.
because you're going to mess it up.
Yeah. And I'll, you know, they'll show up and they've dragged it with the truck or, you know, if it's an elk to put it in a prettier place to take a picture, which I get, but. You know, if it's only got half the hair on it, there's not anything I could do about it.
And then as far as, now you do birds and things as well?
I don't. I'm just strictly big game.
You're strictly big game. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I forgot
That's quite
to
right.
ask you about that. But, you know, the pedestal mounts are something that I'm seeing a lot more of, where guys are taking heads and putting them on a pedestal instead of putting them on a wall. And I don't know if you guys have seen those, but they are very cool.
Oh, they're stunning.
Yeah. I mean, because if you don't have a lot of wall space, like I am running out of now, my wife said the other day, she said, there's 29 dead things hanging on our walls. We're done. And I said, well, don't say we're done until I get a turkey back and get back from Africa again in 2015. But those are really neat. And you can do those with about anything, right?
In big game. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, I've done them even like the whole animal on a pedestal, you know, even like an ibex standing up on its back feet, you know, about to butt heads or something. But they save space and they put it in an area that usually you have a hard time decorating in. But I'm doing more of them every year and they're just stunning, absolutely stunning.
And especially during the archery and early muzzle loading, sometimes it's still warm here. And like you say, you got to get it cooled down. Now, should they go ahead and also, do you like it better when the hide's taken all off? They've skinned the animal. Do you like it like that? Or do you like them to bring it on the animal so you can do it right?
You know what? I'm good either way. If they, if they're good at caping, you know, taking the, you know, the skin off the animal, great. If they're nervous about that, then yeah, get it cooled, you know, through several bags of ice in the cavity. But I'm kind of good either way, just so long as it's it's been cooled.
But you never looked at anybody and said, man, you brought me way too much cape. I mean, because everybody cuts too short, don't they?
Yeah. Well, not everybody.
I mean, when they mess up, it's short, not long.
It is. Yeah. I can't put it back. Especially if it's still laying in the woods, you know. But, you know, and I have a guy or two every year that'll come in and say, oh, yeah, that's all you need. You know, it's, well, no, we'll get you a new cape on that one. But
right. Well, that's cool. Check out Yarian Taxidermy. Their number, Chris's number is 303-502-0710, 303-502-0710. They've also got a great Facebook page. The keywords there are Yarian, and that's Y-A-R-Y-A-N, taxidermy. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltz with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's nolimitarchery.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, and again, I want to thank you for joining us, and hope everybody's enjoying this long, long weekend for Labor Day, and be safe out there. And we want to go right to the phones right now and get to my good friend Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Outfitters. Jim, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Doing great. Just got off the ranch Saturday morning, opening morning of elk season. There was a couple bulls bugling this morning. Had some really close encounters. And, you know, we got a lot of big bulls running around on the ranches right now this year, more than I've ever seen. And there's really just starting to talk with this colder weather coming in. And a bunch of doves showing up on our eastern Colorado ranches. We got a bunch of dove hunters. going out Monday morning, and things are looking to be an awesome fall. There's a lot of game and a lot of birds around.
Well, man, that's awesome. And give our listeners a little background. Last year at the International Sportsman's Expo, I was able to host the Adventure Theater, and we're going to be doing that again this year at the International Sportsman's Expo. And I got to meet Jim, and Jim was kind enough to take Red and I out hunting and duck hunting, and man, we slaughtered a few ducks and was able to get back to the expo, and that was a great time, so we appreciate it. But Jim, why don't you give our listeners just a little bit of background just about you and how, you know, you became to be an outdoor guy.
Sure. I grew up here in Colorado native, and my dad ran a couple duck clubs here in the Front Range. And I got my outfitter's license when I was 20 years old. I worked for a couple other good outfitters when I was growing up in high school and young into college, and then started doing my own thing. Now for about, it's been about my 17th season doing my own thing, and it's expanded from duck and goose. We've been doing big game deer and elk and trophy mule deer hunts for the last about 8 or 9 years. We got some great ranchers and farmers that lease us some unbelievable property with just an abundance of big deer and big elk and tons of ducks and geese, and we got a great club started too. It's really coming to a club thing. A lot of guys in the Front Range here are looking for a place to take their kids hunting, their wives, right, their buddies, and that's kind of, we've expanded our operation to a waterfowl hunting club at waterfowlhaven.com. It's an online waterfowl hunting club that we have a really tight-knit group. It's a private website. They log on, they get over 60 hunting areas, and they can log on and go duck hunting in our private goose pits, duck hunting and do their own thing, and it's really turned out and worked out well for us.
Right, and roughly, and again, this is Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. My guest is Jim Arnold. So, you know, on your website, which I was just looking on this morning, you know, waterfowl, trophy big game, and wildlife and property management. So sure, the waterfowl deal, like you say, you know, a lot of guys, man, are just looking for a good place to go within a decent drive, and most of your places fit that just perfect.
Yes, sir. You know, 90% of our properties in our club are within 2 hours of Denver. We have them as close as 30 minutes from downtown Denver. And, you know, Colorado Springs, all that, it's all within range. Right here in the front Range corridor, the I-25 corridor, and the 76 corridor, the best waterfowl hunting in the country is right here in Weld County and Morgan County. And, you know, we've been blessed with all the cornfields and having a really wet summer, and all the lakes and reservoirs are full. And it's going to, we have a heck of a great migration that comes through the central flyway dumps right here in the Front Range. And it's just a mecca for waterfowl hunters and an ample opportunity for anyone that wants to learn how to waterfowl hunt, become a waterfowl hunter, or is a waterfowl hunter, to have a private place and go hunting.
And, you know, like you say, it's a great place. And one of our missions, so to speak, with Sportsman of Colorado is try to get the kids involved in the outdoors. And I know you have a heart for that as well.
Yeah, you know, I really do, and we've worked with Colorado Division Wildlife with their youth program several years, and we do a lot of youth mentoring and things of that nature, and bringing them out and letting kids come out and get their first ducks and geese and really figure out what the whole experience is like, keep them out and outdoors instead of doing other things, you know?
Right. So you think with all the way we've had so much rain this year, I can't believe how green everything is out there. Do you think with the way the weather's been and everything, this will be a pretty good waterfowl season?
This should be, Scott, the banner year of all years in the last 15. The hatch numbers are up 16% overall in all species of ducks and geese, and the liberal bag limits and the season dates, and with all this water, like you're saying, all the Eastern Plains reservoirs are full, the lakes, the ponds, the irrigation systems, there's just water everywhere up in the Front Range. We had a great hatch of local ducks and geese here in the Front Range, and I really look forward to it. I think this is going to be the year to really hit some huge numbers in total harvest for the club and for our outfitting company, and I think there's going to be tons of ample opportunity for everyone to get their fill of ducks and geese this year for sure.
You know, we'll move on to big game here in a second, but as waterfowl season approaches us here, what are some just basic two or three tips that you think you can give our waterfowl hunters out there, of just common mistakes you know guys make or just things you've learned?
You know, I would say the three biggest things to learn here, especially in the Front Range, is location, number one. Number two, concealment. Make sure you're hid. They have great eyesight. And number three, make sure your decoys are set well.
Right. And is there a science the way you set those up? In other words, the pattern of where you're hunting, of how you'll set those up?
Sure, and it changes with every hunting situation, weather condition, every kind of agricultural different situation, a hunt or water situation, and there is a different way or technique to learn in every situation, and you never know what this front range is going to throw at you and what you, how you got to be prepared. But there's several seminars I teach and classes, and like you said, down there at the ISC Sportsman Show, we'll be down there giving seminars and classes again this January. But there's a lot of good local media out there that you can learn about it. You can look on our website, and we do a updated blog and a log of and Facebook aware and our new techniques and how things are working throughout the season.
Okay. So basically, go to your website, waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com, and get the information. But this is a club, and you can correct me anywhere I'm wrong, but basically it's a club that you can join, and then this will give you access to a lot of these private lands that Jim has been able to lease, and they know there's game on here, and they know, of course, hunting is hunting. There's no guarantee of things, but you know that there's ducks, geese, game, whatever the person has there, and then they just go on and reserve that property for a certain day or weekend, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com. The outfitting is waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com, but waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com. That's okay. The waterfowl one. I give a weekly blog and a scouting report to all my private members, and I give them a migration report. And I give them the hot tips and where to be that weekend so they're not wasting their time and they're actually successful in the field.
Okay. Now let's move on to big game. So,
big game.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So tell us a little bit about the properties you have available for that.
You know, I got a couple great ranches up in the Leadville area, Southern Colorado, Buena Vista, Fairplay area. And we still got a couple hunts left for this season, if anyone's looking for one. But more than anything else, there is some tremendous elk and horn growth this year with all the moisture we've had. I'm seeing a lot more big bulls this year than I have in the past years. And a lot of game. Just like you said, everything's green. And with this colder weather, the elk are already starting to talk, and the bulls are gathering up their cows, and the bucks are just starting to scrape their velvet off. So it's going to be another – we get a little bit of weather during those hunting seasons. It's going to be one to put in the books for sure.
Right. Well, Jim, and here's what we're trying to do. We are putting together and we put together a partnership with Jim where every Saturday, as much as possible – again, things may come up at certain points, but at 1:30 – we are going to be having a segment with Jim, and he's just going to be kind of giving us an update for the outdoors, and maybe it's with waterfowl, maybe it's with big game, so just kind of what's going on at that time. He's going to join us at 1:30 every Saturday from now through February, and so we will look forward to that. Again, check out waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com, waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com, and make your plans right now to get the International Sportsman's Expo. A ton of great speakers there and a lot of great displays will be there and exhibitors. And again, Jim will be there. And so, you know, you can stop by his booth as well. His number is 720-917-9662. That's 720-917-9662. Well, Jim, we appreciate it, man. And we're looking forward to these weekly visits with you. And hopefully we'll get out and bust some ducks or geese or something soon.
We will, Scott. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. And we want to thank Jim Arnold. And again, that's waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com you can check out. And if you're just interested in the waterfowl, it's waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com. And I tell you what, I failed to do this right at the beginning of the show, and I promised these little guys at my church I'd say hello to them. So I got to do that real quick. Jesse, Anthony, and Colin Kenny, I want to say hello. Thank you guys for listening, and we appreciate it. Let's go to the phones real quick. We got Paul on the line. Paul, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. How can we help you?
Well, good afternoon. I have kind of a problem.
Well, we are here to help you, Paul.
Well, I got lazy, and I purchased a Thompson Singer Contender a decade or more ago from a gentleman who was a wildcatter.
Okay.
And he built a range of target/varmint hunting pistols off the Contender frame, and they were known simply as the Bauer product line.
Okay.
I bought a 6mm, what he called the Super Bauer. To the best of my knowledge, it's not really much different than a .243 Winchester.
Which would except be the same caliber, sure.
Yeah, except it's built on a, as opposed to a, the conventional .243 cartridge, it's a .307 rimmed cartridge. Now, his contention was that he liked rimmed cartridges because he ran into fewer issues with head space. I'm not smart enough to go down that road. What I didn't do was buy his forming die set. He didn't have one set up at the time, and he was going to get me set built.
So are you looking for some reloading help?
Well, what I'm thinking is this isn't as big an issue for me as it might have been for him. Should I just find somebody that wants a resized barrel? You know, it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't find one. The biggest problem is finding the old 307 brass. And he also did it from 444 Marlin brass, but you had to have two different sets of dies to resize this down to 6 millimeter.
Right. I tell you what, have you got a pen you can write something down?
Yeah.
Okay. Write down the reloading zone. And I want you to call Mike over there and ask him if he's got anything to help you. It's 303-431-4867 or
3867
or 303-431 guns.
Mike is super sharp when it comes to,
but he knows a lot about, needless to say, it's the reloading zone. So see if he can help you. If not, go to my website, Sportsman of Colorado, shoot me an email or call me. My phone number's on there, and then we'll see what we can do to help you in the next time. All right,
sounds great.
Okay, Paul, we appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All righty. With that, we are up against the clock for a break. We'll be right back. This segment is brought to you by the Outdoorsman Attic. Be sure and check them out, 3435 South Broadway in Inglewood. Talk to Patty and Bill. They're open till 4 o'clock today. I tell you what, it's Labor Day weekend. Tell Patty and Bill, if you're over in that area in Inglewood, you want to something, tell them Scott said to give you 15% off of your purchase. Now, it cannot go against ammo or firearms, but anything else, tell them Scott said to give you 15% off at the Outdoorsman Attic. That's 303-781-3626 is the number. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We got Chris Yarian in studio with Yarian Taxidermy. Ron and Sue McDuffie with McDuffie Arms, and I was just informed they will be at the next Tanner Gun Show here this month coming up September. It is right around the corner, September 20th and 21st. You can also find High Plains Safe Sales, Ammo Can, Bushman's Quiver. But they will be there, McDuffie Arms, and they're going to be doing some show specials. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, maybe they'll do something a little extra for you. So, but they will be there at the Tanner Gun Show September 20th and 21st. Again, their number 303-325-3219. ISE show I want to mention real quick. Mark your calendars right now. The International Sportsman's Expo will be in Denver the January 15th through the 18th. We will be hosting the Adventure Theater for them again this year, and we will have a nice booth there. And a lot of our sponsors, No Limits Archery, Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties is there, and a lot of good friends will be at that show. And if you haven't been to that, that is a great thing for the whole family, and that is January 15th through the 18th. All right, Chris, we're going to come back to you for a couple minutes, and then we'll wrap up with Ron and him. You know, one thing that I see a lot of guys starting to pay more attention to, and we were just kind of talking about, is having good knives and sharp knives. Because you can ruin, actually, the when you're sitting there raking on it, trying to cut through it, right? So you need good, sharp knives.
Yeah. A dull knife will get you in trouble every time. You know, it's, I remember growing up, they said that, you know, if you got a dull knife, you're going to cut yourself. You're going to cut yourself. And honestly, it's true. And you're going to cut the animal skin, too. You know, I keep a steel in my pack, you know, and a couple knives or, you know, a lot of guys will keep a stone or the new knives with the replaceable blades. Because, you know, you always hear, taxidermist can fix anything. Well, that's great and all.
You're not a magician either.
I'm definitely not a magician.
Actually, you know, and one thing we wanted to say real quick in taxidermy and this, and a guy taught me this saying a long, long time ago, and it says, the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is forgotten. Okay, think about that. The bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is forgotten. You can find people that make ARs. You can find people that do taxidermy work all across the board, okay? If you're looking for quality, that's what our folks will bring you. If you're looking for the cheapest things out there, whether it's with our Haystack Help Radio we do during the week and our referral list there, or with Sportsman of Colorado, our people are not trying to be the cheapest out there, all right? They're trying to bring you a great value at a fair price and give you a good product. That's the best way I know how to put it. So, you know, if you got something, you know, already maybe you've taken, you wonder where you're going to take it to, I highly recommend Yarian Taxidermy. Again, you can reach Chris at 303-502-0710, 303-502-0710. And this will not be the last time we will have Chris on. We are going to have him on more to try to help us out as we get into all the different seasons and waterfowl and things, because we want to help people out in the whole big game thing. I mean, you spend a lot of money going and all of that, and you want to have these memories. And, boy, I tell you, taking pictures, like you said. Now, Africa taught us that. I mean, it's like a photo shoot over there. I mean, after you take some, I mean, you know, but they were right. I mean, because that's what you've got. And you, but let's bring, you do animals from Africa. So let's talk about that a minute, that you can do that.
Yeah, I, you know, we get, I've worked on animals from Africa, Asia, of course, exotics in Texas, pretty much anything, you know, and, you know, a lot of taxidermists in other countries will say, oh, you know, we do these every day, we do them better, but, you know, the quality isn't necessarily always the best. And,
right.
And honestly, here in America, we have way more forms and way more poses and way more sizes that even the so-called experts in the foreign countries have, which is nice. It gives us lots of options. And plus, I mean, a taxidermist, worth the salt, will can turn a chunk of wood into a gorgeous mount.
Sure. So, okay. And what's your lead time running right now? You get an animal, what are you running right now as far as time?
Say if I get, you know, a bow elk today, they'll have it, you know, way before 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
And that's tanned hides, you know, everything's first class. And, I don't make as much money, but
sure,
they're going to have that quality mount forever.
Okay, great. Well, I hope I'm successful this year and all my stuff I got going on.
Me
too. I'd love to have you do something for us. Again, that's Chris Yarian. Yarian, that's Yaryan Taxidermy. Check out his Facebook. Keywords there, Yarian Taxidermy. His number, 303-502-0710. Well, Ron and Sue, first, you know, thank you guys for coming. You guys come a little long ways there from Westminster. Chris comes from Castle Rock, so thanks for being here today. And, you know, again, quality is what you guys are all about.
Right. I mean and that's why we back our products up with a lifetime warranty. We've done some engineering so that our AR-15s will shoot steel cased ammo, and I think we're the one, if not the only one of very few in the industry that says you can shoot steel cased ammo through your 5.56 gun and not void the warranty. Mm-hmm. And you can pass that on to your kids. We'll honor that lifetime warranty. You sell that gun, we're going to honor that warranty. All we ask is that the new owner transfer that, and that's a free transfer. Like you said, you know, we're not trying to be the least expensive guys out there. We just don't have the volume to
sure.
do that. So we're not going to compete with the M4 handguard low-end guns. You know, mm-hmm. we're about billet aluminum and CNC machining and one MOA or better accuracy out of all of our rifles. Things like stainless steel barrels and our own muzzle brake design.
Sue, what's your favorite to shoot?
I don't know. I still use a shorter barrel, the 16-inch 5.56, or with the 223 Wild, we do a lot of those anymore.
So Matt's our producer. What's your favorite? Push a button so you can talk. Right.
If I really had to pick anything, I'd pick an M4. That's personally my favorite.
Right.
But mine is specialty made. I made mine when I was in the Navy because I worked as a weapon specialist, and I bored mine out to 7.62. So that's personally my favorite.
Okay. All right.
So so you bore that out to 7.62, you end up with a 300 blackout gun, basically, which has become very popular because it will shoot everything from about 110 grain all the way up to 230 grain bullets.
Oh, wow.
Through that at subsonic. Very popular with the guys that want to do
it. Well, the next time you have guys out shooting, we're going to make it, I promise you, because I'd love to get out there and shoot some of those.
We need to set another one of those up for late this month or maybe even into October. So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Ron and Sue, thank you so much. McDuffie Arms, Chris, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And, you know, we appreciate you listening, and I hope that you'll check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you've got any things you'd like to hear about on the show, let us know. And, you know, we've had some people over the last few weeks call and ask some questions for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I was out there again last week trying to get in. We had an appointment set, and they had to cancel it. So I was back out there last week trying to get some answers to some of the questions we've already got. But if there are some special things you'd like to hear about, just let us know. You can just email me, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. Hope everyone has a great long weekend. Please travel safe. Enjoy the beautiful weekend, and we will talk to you next week. For my partner, Red Merrill, who's goofing off in Wyoming, and Kevin Flesh, who's goofing off in Westcliff, my name is Scott Watley. Have a great weekend.